Please be advised the following episode of This Blonde Can Talk is not your regularly scheduled programming and is not intended for entertainment purposes. It is intended to shed light on the LA fires, how you can help, and how you can receive help should you need it. What you're about to hear may cause anxiety for some.
Hey guys, it's Melanie, and much like the last time, this is not technically an episode, but for continuity purposes on the RSS feed, this is episode 88. I'm here to share more information about the LA fires. Before I get started on all that, I do want to say that it's possible that you're going to hear me stumble on words. I'm highly anxious. I'm highly emotional. I might start crying, but I'm doing these little episodes, if you want to call them that, because a lot of you guys are just clicking through stories and not really paying attention, but I can actually see who listen, like how many people are listening here. And so I know that you guys are getting the information, at least from here. I have a lot to say. There's been a lot more in the way of resources that's come out since the last episode that I put out a couple of days ago. I don't know. I don't want to call it an episode, but I don't know what else to call it. And I will probably do another one in like 2 or 3 days as more information becomes available. The fires are expected to potentially get worse between today, which is Sunday, and Wednesday. So a lot more people are probably going to need help. And there, unfortunately, California alone cannot save California right now. So we are going to need help from people all over the world. Now, I know some of you are going to point out that I'm not native to California and I'm not even in California right now. But I do consider California to be my home, LA specifically. In fact, the letters LA are literally in my name and it's always in my heart and when I'm there or not. And the people that I love who are there are always, they always matter to me. And it's just a really tragic event. I'm still seeing so much ugliness on social media, so many people saying ugly things about the people of LA because many people have come to this conclusion that LA is just a mecca for the rich and famous, and they're, you know, complaining about which celebrities are losing their homes and which ones should. No one should. I don't care how much you don't like somebody, especially somebody you don't know. Saying that they should lose their home is a terrible, vile, disgusting thing to say, but I don't want to harp on that because there's enough ugliness in the world and I don't want to participate in it. I have a lot of information to share. Some of it might get shared like twice. So if that happens, I'm sorry. I just really want to get as much information out there as I possibly can. So I found a resource on Instagram. You should follow them because they have a lot of information. It's at IO Loves You, the letters IO. And this person is sharing a lot of information regarding insurance. I thought about trying to like micro explain to you what they were saying in their videos, but just in case you're not going to go visit their profile right now, I'm going to share that information. I've just recorded, screen recorded the videos so that I could put them in the episode. So I'm going to share that with you now. This is all stuff regarding insurance. So this is mostly for people who have lost their homes or who are fearing that they may lose their homes. Please pay attention to this information from at the letters IO Loves You on Instagram. And please follow him for more information as he uncovers more. He plans to share it. And it's all very important. So right now, I just want you to have a listen to that.
I'm going to share everything that I'm finding out because it's the only way I know how to be useful. here's the information about insurance that I've gotten. If your house is burned all the way to the ground, it's called a grounder. And there are going to be a bunch of people circling around called insurance advocates and insurance lawyers. If your house is a grounder, you don't need this because they take 20% of everything that they get you. And if your house is burned to the ground, there's nothing to argue about. So don't get an insurance advocate or a lawyer. Those are different than an adjuster. You do need an adjuster. I've heard that public adjusters are more helpful. Somebody also told me that doesn't matter. I don't know. You are homeless until you are in your 24-month home. It could be 18 to 24 months before you're back in your place or something has been rebuilt or whatever. So until you are in that place, you are technically homeless. Save every receipt for everything that you buy. You're entitled to buy things for yourself right now, like socks and toiletries and like all of the basics and all of the shit you need. Go out and buy the things that you need to survive and hold on to every receipt and all of your food and all of your gas and all of your everything right now. And then you are entitled to a place that is your same standard of living, and the insurance company needs to rent that for you, and this stuff doesn't come out of your home replacement cost. Your amount of whole home replacement will grow probably by 20%, so the amount that you have, don't panic when you see that number if you're underinsured, like I did. And opt into the California Debris Removal Program. They will offer you debris removal. Opt into it, it will be drastically cheaper than private debris removal. I know a lot of people are really overwhelmed right now with what to do and unfrozen. That's okay. Here are seven practical steps that will help you not feel like you're underwater. One, if you've lost your house, notify insurance and file a claim. The sooner you do that, the further ahead in the queue you will be. Two, freeze your mortgage. Call your mortgage company. You do not want to just be taken off of auto pay. You want to freeze it until the disaster is sorted out. Three, get tax bill relief on your property bills. LA County is doing this. Four, pause your utilities. You don't want that drawing. Five, apply for FEMA. You may not get all of it if you have homeowner's insurance, but you probably will get the $750 thing to buy a fucking toothbrush for your kid. Six, apply for SBA. There's a bunch of programs floating around. And seven, contact one of the free pro bono lawyers. Do not hire an insurance lawyer unless you are deadly sure that it is right for you. Since yesterday, a ton of really helpful guidance on insurance. One, file a claim immediately. The sooner you do that, the further ahead in the queue you are. Two, gather documentation inside and out of every room in your house and your landscaping. Three, examine your policy for your coverages carefully. Don't panic, don't rush, and don't agree to anything yet. Four, your whole home replacement cost is going to probably balloon by about 20%. And if they underestimated rebuild costs on it, then you can fight them on it legally. Five, they're going to call you and offer you a cash payout for urgent assistance. Ask for more. Mine almost doubled. It's still not anywhere near enough, but it's something. Six, you are legally entitled to 2 years of same standard of living housing costs in the state of California. They have to do that. So don't take less. Ask for 2 years of same standard of living. You're going to need a place for 2 years. Seven, do not sign any contracts with any lawyers and do not hire an insurance advocate. Do get pro bono advice. Eight, research whether a public adjuster is right for you. Love you guys.
So a lot of that is probably not going to apply to most of the people who are listening, thank God. But there may be some people who are listening or people who know somebody who's in this situation who can relay the information. On that note, I also want to share this emergency notice that went out today. Vital and property records access for those affected by fires. If you've been affected by the recent fires, you can request vital and property records free of charge. Call 1-800-201-8999, select option one, and then select option two, or email rec order. I was going to say recorder. Well, spelled the same way. RECORDER at rrcc.lacounty.gov for assistance. They can help you out, get everything sorted for you there. So if you need that, just take advantage of it, please. I'm all over the place because I'm devastated. I want to give a huge shout out to Ray's Bar in New York City and Ray's Bar in Brooklyn. They did a drive on Saturday that ended up being at, like, they got to capacity. They had to stop accepting donations. But the good news is, if you didn't get to drop off something yesterday, they're accepting donations at 265 Canal Street 313 in New York City. So if If you didn't get out there and you still want to, you still can. They also did something really amazing in that they were donating proceeds from their drinks to the organization Baby to Baby, which is, I've mentioned on a previous episode. It's not an episode, it's just me talking about the fires. I've mentioned before what they do, and I'm probably going to mention it again at some point throughout this because it's a resource and I'm all over the place. But Ray's Bar posted yesterday at Ray's Bar, the magic and power of the people. They organized a very successful collection for LA. If everyone did a small thing every day, the world would be a better place. It's true, and I'm completely in awe of them. And I want to thank New Yorkers for coming out so strongly for the people of LA. I know, LA and New York are like sisters or brothers or whatever, in that it's mostly comprised of artists and we all have very tender hearts. So we want to help each other. Today, one of the Ray's Bar's owners, actor Nicholas Braun, dropped off a bunch of stuff in LA. And he noted that there's no wait for pickup and drop-offs today and tomorrow. So today is probably a wash. Tomorrow, Monday, January 13th, 42 Chestnut Street, Pasadena, California. I'll give you the zip. It's 91103. You can pick up supplies from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. At 9 a.m., they'll be serving coffee, hot chocolate, breakfast pastries, and fruit. And then from 11 till 2 p.m., Big Arts Tacos will be there providing food. And this is the St. Andrew Fire Relief for Eaton victims, so the victims of the Eaton fires. He posted a little like flyer, I guess, on his Instagram story, and I just want to share it. It says, "All are welcome to join us for the day and pick up food, water, snacks, clothes, hygiene supplies, and more. We will provide breakfast, a catered lunch. Families are gathering in the auditorium to play games and watch movies. Children have a safe place, excuse me, a safe space to run and play indoors." This is all making me very emotional, but I'm just very glad that it's there. And again, shout out to Nicholas Braun for sharing it, and shout out to Ray's Bar in New York and in Brooklyn, which I encourage you to follow both at RAYSBARNYC and RAYSBARBK. So that's Ray's Bar, New York City and Brooklyn. If you're in New York, go in for a drink, show them some love. And if you're not, just give them a follow and see when they're doing a drive, share it with your friends. The staff and the owners are amazing, and I'm in awe of them. And I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart on behalf of everyone who is benefiting from their act of kindness. So thank you. But moving on, I'm going to share some resources. And I'm going to share like where you guys can donate and stuff like that. And it's going to be all over the place because I have like a whole bunch of screenshots on my phone. And they're kind of all over the place. And I'm even probably going to share some stories. So stay tuned. You need to stay tuned because all these people need a lot of help. So Altadena Girls is accepting donations of new items. The items in that they are desperately in need of are personal items, bras, underwear, feminine hygiene products, which this is why they need to be new, makeup, lotions, fragrances, nail polish, pimple patches, straightening tools, hairbrushes, combs, dye, curly hair products. And they're also accepting clothing, socks, jeans, t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, shoes, etc. Before somebody comes at me, because I know there will be at least one person who comes at me and says that makeup and things like that are not a necessity. They may not be a necessity, but what they are is something to make you feel good. When you don't feel good about yourself, your mental health becomes like super at risk. And I, having gone through depression, which is super minor compared to what these people are going through, and knowing what it's like to sit on your couch for like 6 weeks and not even want to shower, and then you gain a ton of weight, and then you look in the mirror and you don't like yourself, I can unequivocally say that putting on makeup and nice clean pair of clothes and looking in the mirror and seeing yourself again gives you a confidence boost. And in these very difficult times, it may seem so trivial to you, but these girls and women deserve to feel at least like they look beautiful and feel like they're put together and feel like they deserve to wear something that's new, that's not used. Not that there's anything wrong with donating used or gently used clothing. I mean, I have a ton of clothes in my closet that I've never put on. Some of it that I can't put on because I've lost weight and it's not going to fit now. Those clothes are going to be shipped out to LA because that's where they are needed. Another shout out to the people of freaking New York tonight. So you won't be able to go, and this is going to, I can't, you won't be able to attend. It's sold out anyway. But Comedians of New York are performing tonight at UCB. Ben Marshall of Please Don't Destroy, also known for SNL, Chloe Trost, formerly of SNL, incredibly talented, Ego Nwodum of SNL, Heidi Gardner of SNL, Jimmy Fallon, who writes for SNL, are all performing tonight. They are sold out, and it's an extra like special event because all proceeds are going to the Altadena fire victims. And I'm not sure if you guys know, we keep hearing about Palisades. Altadena is in just as rough shape, and it's not getting as much attention, and people are starting to like call it out. So shout out to these very funny people with big, beautiful hearts. Thank you for what you're doing for the people of LA. It's not lost on anyone, especially least of all me. Okay, let's move on. So here's a little like weather update. High winds are set to return tonight. 16 people are dead, confirmed dead. Now, this is going to go, these numbers are going to go up as the winds come down. It's expected to be very windy until Wednesday, so there are going to be more losses. And that's very unfortunate. It really is breaking my heart. I lost my train of thought. So 16 people are dead, but when they start going through the debris, they're going to find that a lot more people perished, and I just it just hurts so much. Here are some free resources for people who are displaced and affected by the wildlife fires that you may not know about. Free phone service. AT&T is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for customers between now and the 6th of February. T-Mobile is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for customers until the 15th of January. Verizon is offering unlimited text, talk, and data for customers through the 18th of January. And Starlink is giving 1 month's free service to all customers, which is an amazing thing to be doing. So thank you. LA wildfire free clothing and shoes aid list. So, Aerie, request via Google Form with at COCOINCASHMERE. So, head to that Instagram page and you'll find all the details there. Brooklyn Project, visit at Brooklyn. Projects in store. Well, I don't know why they tag it like this. Check out their Instagram, follow their Instagram, but you'll have to go there to find out where the location is because I don't have an address. In store, they'll give you free shoes and clothes. Visit at shop COOPLA in store for free clothes and donations. Again, you will have to check out their Instagram to find out the address because it is not listed. Visit at SUAYSEWSHOP in store for free food, water, and clothing. Again, check out their Instagram for address, and you can go to these locations and donate as well. So, free food and drinks. American Red Cross, mentioned about 100 times on the last podcast, if you want to call it that. World Central Kitchen. Jennifer Garner has been volunteering for them. I've been seeing her all over the news and just everywhere. They are helping everyone. The LA food banks, obviously, some local restaurants. There's a ton, actually. I don't have the full list here, but I have another list, so I will mention it. BU, it's on Viet Street, BU Viet Street Food. They don't have addresses, so you'll have to Google them. Calamigos Ranch, Din Tai Fung, and Highland Park Brewery. If you want to get the information, you can go to yourthrifty.bff on Instagram. That's where I found it, but they didn't list any of the addresses, which is kind of an issue. I'll get that sorted out and then I'll do another update. Okay. Other free resources, free storage for 30 days at U-Haul, free telehealth visits with code LA Good RX Care at GoodRx. The code is actually LA dash GoodRx dash care. And then Chewy is giving free vet video consults with code Chewy Helps through the 22nd. And Music Cares is giving up to $2,000 in emergency funds to evacuees in the music industry. Some of these are going to be specific to industry, by the way, some of the resources. Free housing and shelter is available through the American Red Cross. Airbnb X211 LA. Again, you can just call 211. You don't have to go on 211 LA as long as you're in LA County. These are for temporary housing. Free shelters, Wi-Fi, gym access for everyone through the 15th at any Planet Fitness. UFC Gym is offering free showers, Wi-Fi, gym access for all through the 31st of January. And multiple hotels have reduced rates. And for a list of them, you'd have to go to yourthrifty.bff and see what they are so that you can find out where to go. Some of these are really not well put together, and I should really compile them better. But I'm literally as stressed out as anyone. So I'm just trying to do my best to help in any way I can, other than sharing and on Instagram and having you guys not listen and just click through. So free transportation, all rides on rail and buses all weekend. So it ends today, so there's no sense in really mentioning it, but I did. Uber is offering $40 off two rides with code WILDFIRE25. Lyft is offering $25 off two rides with code CA Fire Relief 25 while supplies last. I'm not really sure what that means while supplies last, but okay. I'm actually flabbergasted by that. Here are some places to eat for first responders. La Riche. Oh my God. LAWRYSTE Prime rib, complimentary prime rib sandwiches for first responders and evacuees. DESCAN. C, oh my God, see how fucked up I am? I can't even read. And I don't even need glasses. Let me do that again. DESCANSOREST AURANT, free meals for those displaced, Costa Mesa and Santa Monica through the 25th. At Rock and Brews, free pizza for first responders, fire and police, El Segundo plus Redondo Beach. So this is all, different places. At Pizza Girl, serving pizza to firefighters, call 424-433-8999 to donate orders. So I guess they're not really donating it themselves. People need to call in and donate. So if you're able to do that, give them a call, donate a pizza to a first responder, because without them, there would be no more LA. So thank you, firefighters from, everywhere, from Mexico, from some are coming from as far as South Africa, Canada, just every single one of them, thank you for doing your best to save the homes of people that I know and love. Okay, smoke and fire, official free meals for first responders at Eat ABBA. So EATAHBA, free lunch or dinner for those displaced. So if you guys need to eat, where to eat continued. Okay, visit www.legreatoutdoor.com to order a firefighter a meal. So again, donation. Bar Etoile, free meal. I mentioned this in the last podcast. Free meals if you're displaced. BEU Kitchen, BU Kitchen, free meals for five evacuees. Oh, for fire evacuees. I'm so sorry. For fire evacuees and first responders. Sunday.gravy, free meals for first responders and those displaced can also DM to donate. I mean, obviously, these restaurants can't provide food for such a massive amount of people free of charge. So they would go bankrupt. Excuse me. Sweet Green, free meals for first responders, firefighters, and those in shelters. Danny Boy's famous original, free pizza for five evacuees. Jesus Christ, I keep saying five and it's fire. Like maybe I do need glasses. This is like the comic relief, but there is none. Ugh. Free fire. Oh my God. Free pizza for fire evacuees and first responders. At Dudley Market Venice, so that's in Venice Beach, free meals for first responders and those displaced, 20% of sales donated to Community Brigade. Burger 3000 LA, free meals for first responders and those displaced. TELEFERIC Barcelona, free paella. Four responders plus those displaced. I don't mean to laugh. I think I just need to laugh to get through the day. Sora Craft Kitchen, free lunch bowls for first responders plus those displaced. Okay. Some of these I don't know, like I don't know how to pronounce them or I just can't read them because something is wrong with me, but PAPILLEGUS TATIVELA, free cookies and milk for responders plus those displaced. ZIRAUZBEK, free soup and bread for responders plus those displaced. Eat at Basta, free meals for firefighters. DKS Donuts, free batches of donuts for evacuation centers. Sugar Taco, free meals for firefighters, plus added a firefighter meal donation button under the burrito section online. So you'd have to go to Sugar Taco on Instagram, and then I guess you would find their website there. Meals Cross Coffee, free coffee. GUISADOS, donating food to local community shelters. So you don't go there to pick up a meal. South LA Cafe providing free groceries, water, plus masks at their Western location, 12 to 4 p.m. The address is not listed, so please visit the Instagram at SOUTHLACAFE to find out where to go. Fiorelli Pizza, free pizza for the first responders, plus families, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Oi Bar LA, free burgers and soup plus more Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. Danny Boy's famous original, free pizza for first responders plus those displaced. Craft by Smoke and Oh God, that makes me really sad to read. Craft by Smoke and Fire, free meals for first responders. Villains Brewing Company, free meals for first responders. Broken Spirits Distillery, free meals for first responders. LA Sorted's, free pizza for first responders plus those displaced. SONORITASLA, one free taco per first responder plus those displaced. Is that the whole list? Yeah, that's the whole list for like where to go get meals. Again, None of these have addresses. So if you, I'm gonna compile another list with addresses and do an update in a couple days. But if you need to get food immediately, please like hop on. If you're listening to this, you have access to the internet. So hop on Instagram and search the names, and you'll be able to find the address. Places to stay at Alisal Ranch. Discounted rates for those affected by mandatory evacuation. Call 1-800-425-4725 to make a reservation. Household pets welcome. At Shade Hotel MB plus Shade Hotel RB, 25% off stays of 1 week or more throughout January. Call the front desks to book. I think many of these places may already be booked, but it's still worth a try. I already mentioned Airbnb is collaborating with 2-in-1 LA to offer free temporary housing for residents displaced by the evacuations. So you can visit 211LA.org/LA-wildfires for more information. But if you're in LA County, you can just dial 211 and get help there. Can you imagine? I went to Harvard and I'm tripping on words like this. This is unbelievable. The Queen Mary. Discounted rooms, waived fees, and more. So I don't know what the requirement for waived fees is. So maybe just give them a call. At Costa Mesa Marriott, 25% off all rooms. Use code D7316. Crowne Plaza, Costa Mesa, $109 plus tax for a room, parking included. Where to get clothing and supplies? I think I mentioned a lot of these, but I'm just going to go over them again. Shop Co-op LA is providing new and gently used clothing and supplies. I already mentioned Planet Fitness is free Wi-Fi, showers, charging stations, and for firefighters and those displaced. Mickey Fine Pharmacy helping those who had to evacuate without their medication. I have another resource about that, and I'll share in a few minutes. Brooklyn Projects. Providing clothes, shoes, and socks to wildfire victims. Shop Ripley Raider, rebuilding wardrobes for women affected by the wildfires. PacSun, DM if you need clothes. So you'll have to head over to Instagram and send them a DM. She Is Hope LA. Oh, I love the name of that. Providing personal hygiene kits, clothing, and food. Email volunteer at sheishopela.org for assistance. There's so many people wanting to help. Where to volunteer slash donate. HVPTO 90245 is the Instagram account, and that's the LA Fire Donation Drive, collecting clothing, hygiene products, food, and water in Hermosa Beach. Hearts in Action LA, creating care packages for kids and teens in Pacific Palisades and surrounding areas. You'd have to go to their page to find out where to go to do this. I don't know why these resources are listed without addresses. And I also don't know why I didn't look up the addresses before I hopped on a mic, but here we are. Oh, I'm so mad at myself. Oh, Homage Brewing, so Homage Brewing, collecting supplies and dropping them off at local donation centers. So you can go online and find the address. Oh my God. LA Animal Services, you can visit any of their six animal service centers to adopt or foster a pet. Again, you'll have to Google LA Animal Services because they have six locations, so you'll have to find the location that's closest to you. It's Bigger Than Us is seeking drivers to transport resources, helpers to pack and distribute supplies, and speakers to inspire and uplift. Visit their link in bio to volunteer, so you'll have to go to It's Bigger Than Us underscore on Instagram. Okay. LA Dream Center collecting food and supplies. Again, head over to their Instagram. Celebration Nation Org hosting emergency donation drive at IMMIGORG North Hollywood. So you'll have to head over there and find out where they're located. Some of these some of these resources, while very well-meaning, need to put the locations on so that people like me can more accurately share the information. But I'm just doing my best. YMCA LA offering shelters, basic amenities, emergency supplies, childcare services, and mental health support through counseling programs. I think mental health is really going to be something that we are going to have to look after for a very long time. And it's not just people who are in LA affected by the fires. It's also people like me who are not in LA right now, who want to be in LA right now, who are having a hard time reconciling with the fact that their friends are losing their homes. Excuse me. AAHAN Orthotics, free orthotics, emergency services. There's no address, but there's a phone number. 818-578-8782. Family time centers, again, no address. Free mental health care and counseling to anyone affected by the fires. So even if you're someone like me who is not directly affected but indirectly affected, and you're in the LA area, they'll help you. You can find out how by visiting familytimecenters.com. This is something that I saw on a friend's page, and it resonated with me because it's true. I've spent a lot of time in LA, and so I know this to be true, and I want to read it. So these are not my words. It occurred to me that so many people think of LA as a set and not a real place where people grow up and fall in love and come of age and go on walks and meet their friends for coffee and die in hospitals and get buried in cemeteries and live real lives. So many people who do not live here think they know who and what we are based on what they've seen on television. Our landmarks are familiar, so people assume they understand what our relationships are to these places. People who have visited once spent their vacation on Rodeo Drive and Hollywood Boulevard and hotels. People hate LA all because all they know of it is its rep is a reputation. But LA doesn't hate anyone back. We never have. LA is too busy doing its own thing to shame other cities for doing theirs. And the fact that I'm watching so many people feel like they need to defend themselves for grieving the loss of their city as they knew it, because so many people who do not know LA think they do, is breathtaking. This took my breath away because I'm watching people on social media rip people apart, like celebrities, and just they're just terrible. It's really terrible, the things that I'm reading. And I just want to tell you that I've only ever known LA to be the kindest place. People have always embraced me there more so than anywhere. I've always felt like I could just be myself. I could exist as myself, and I didn't have to make myself more digestible for anyone. And people just accepted me and loved and embraced me. And I'm speaking from experience. So anyone out there who thinks that LA is just a place where the rich and the famous are, and that like that's not what it is. It's so much more than that. It's the same as where you grew up. It's just a place where every misfit from the town where you grew up is probably congregated at this point, because that's where they found a home, and they found a home with each other. And that's the beauty of LA, is that there's room for everyone. And I love that. And that's why I call it home, even though I'm not always there. Let's get back to some resources where you can donate. The American Legion. My grandpa was a member of the Legion, and I know they do really great things, especially for veterans and, the elderly. So please consider donating to them. Post 43, Hollywood, 2035 Highland Avenue, Los Angeles, California. The zip is 90068. They are putting together care packages for the elderly, and they're in need of soap, shaving cream, razors, contact lenses, contact lens solution, deodorant, detergent, adult diapers, baby formula, and toiletries. My heart is like so broken. Shout out to Virtue Labs. That's a company that was started by Adir Abigail, who is a celebrity hairstylist, and he posted today, "Our hearts are with every Angeleno affected by the devastating wildfires. We are thinking of all the families, first responders, and brave firefighters during this heartbreaking time. We are donating to Baby, the number two baby, which is working to distribute emergency supplies to vulnerable children and families who have lost everything. They provide diapers, food, formula, water, clothing, blankets, and hygiene products. If you find it within your means, please join us in contributing to their effort. Together, we can help communities in need and support the path to recovery. We love you, LA, with virtue." You can donate to Baby to Baby. I feel like I sound so silly every time I say that, by visiting baby, the number two, baby dot org or dot com. I can't remember. Try both. And this is something that fellow actor posted, Dustin Milligan, that I read through and cried. I'm going to try to read through it this time and not cry. But I just think it's important for people to hear. So here we go. It's called "Dear Los Angeles, I have a tip for your mental health. My credentials, I have lived through Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, some other shit I still can't even talk about, and now this. I am what you call disaster-minded. Ask any of my friends about my stockpiles of water and MRESs, I don't know what that is, insurance policies and go bags. How fun I am at parties when I start preaching about earthquake preparation. I am also a professional storyteller and media expert. Here's my advice. Resist the urge to get caught up in the avalanche of takes about to inundate us. Over the next several months, this tragedy will be investigated, politicized, emotionalized, polarized, utilized, pre-ed, profited, benefited from, conspiracy theoried, preached on, prayed over, godforsaken, exploited, story told, documented, song written, film scripted, plot twisted, cast and miscast. Let it. I decided a long time ago that I would always live in an iconic city. I asked myself this week, God, why am I always so close to disaster? Because the places I love are beautiful and vulnerable and precarious, kind of like us, you know? And because these places mean something to people, they will feel something when things happen there. That's what being iconic means, that people have opinions about you. Let them. In New Orleans, they blame people for being poor. Here, they blame people for being rich. Nobody blamed anyone in New York. Everyone always roots for New York. Don't let anyone blame you for loving Los Angeles. People will tell you that you shouldn't mourn property. Only people matter. That you should have been prepared. That you shouldn't be surprised. That you should have left sooner, that you should have stayed longer. The same people who told you the government should be small will tell you that your government should have protected you. Let them. Until their voices disappear from your story, ignore the ignorance. Grieve what you lost, not what someone else thinks you should care about. Let others do the same. Don't question the random thing they're upset about. Let them have it. Grief is creative. It's a making sense that makes no sense. People are going to not say the exact right thing. Your mom is going to call from Tennessee and regurgitate what she heard on the news. Let her. Let's stay focused on our own strength and safety. Let's be kind to our community. This is the only story we ourselves will write. I read that and it's making me emotional because I have. If you know me, or if you've listened to my podcast ever, even once, I have a condition that is diagnosed as, it's called complicated grief, and it is a grief that never actually goes away, and there's no cure for it. So for the rest of my life, I'll continue to grieve, you know, what I grieve. I'm not talking about what I'm grieving because that is not, I'm not trying to spotlight that today, but if I was in the process of losing everything, like I would be grieving my shoes. So I completely understand. Excuse me. I compose myself. I completely understand why people are grieving for things that seem so senseless. Thoughts and prayers are nice, but you know what those in need are thinking and praying about. food, shelter, medical care, financial aid, and trauma relief. So if any of the resources that I've already read to you don't compel you, maybe some of the ones that I'm about to share will. I don't know. I can't. All I can do is what I can do. Excuse me, I just want to share this post that I saw on Adam Ney's Instagram regarding air quality. This is from one of our best friends, he said, who works at the UCLA hospital. Please share with all LA area residents. Lung doctors I work with were just talking to me and said to be extremely careful breathing in this air for the next week because this is exactly what turns into lung cancer in 15 years. All chemicals from the house and smoke are, I think that should have said houses, but here I am, grammar policing. All chemicals from the house and the smoke are extremely dangerous. They said wear N95s anywhere you go outside for the next 5 to 7 days. Take care of your lungs. Mask up. So donate N95 masks if you can. I don't want to make this about me, but speaking on grief, my grandfather, who I lost, who is the reason that I have this complicated grief, had really bad lungs. And not long before he died, he had a quarter of his lung removed because he worked in the mines for a significant period of time. And he was, when he was younger, and he was breathing in all these toxic chemicals, and he ended up having lung cancer. Sorry. And, I was just a little girl, and I remember going every day to the hospital to see him after school. And he was hooked up to all these tubes, and when he got out, he was on oxygen. And to this day, when I see people on oxygen, it triggers something in me, and I freak out, and I don't like it. I remember I had a calendar, and I would count the days. Okay, he's going to get off oxygen on this day, and then they would extend it. And he did it even with oxygen. He took me everywhere and he did everything for me. There is somebody out there right now who's not wearing an N95 mask and who's probably going to have a daughter or a granddaughter like me who loves them from here to the end of the earth. Please wear the N95 mask so that when you don't have lung cancer in 15 years, you don't know what those years will mean to your child or grandchild. My grandfather had surgery to remove a quarter of his lung, and it extended his life by 2 years. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for the 2 extra years that I got. But if at the time that he'd worked in the mines, he'd known to wear, be more cautious, that might not have happened. So you're being warned, guys. N95 masks can save your life in 15 years. So please, please, if you just wear them. I know it's not fun. I had a hard time myself just wearing, the basic mask during the pandemic. And I'm sorry for kind of having a meltdown here, but this one hits because I know what happens to the people left behind by these kinds of things. So I am begging anybody who's listening. Please, if you're in LA, just wear it for the next 7 days, because 7 days could spare you like 15 years. Please wear your N95 masks. Oh my God. Now I need to take a drink, not alcohol, but just a drink, just because my voice is a little. Wow, I didn't expect to freak out like that. Sorry. Okay. Excuse me. Marcus Lemonis is personally issuing $500,000 in Bed Bath and Beyond online gift cards to those who have lost everything in California from the fires and also from North Carolina and in flooding. Thanks to vendors who are pitching in. If you guys need something from Bed Bath and Beyond and you want to help, I mean to excuse me, to get help, you can visit marcuslemonis.com and contact him there, and you can get help. He shared it and asked to us to please share, so I am spreading the word. He hashtagged it, things can be replaced, lives can't. And yes, that's true, but don't be so hard on people who are having a hard time reconciling with the things they've lost, because we without knowing, we get really attached to things. So just remember, again, another one mentioning the 2-in-1 LA. So it says, if your family, friends, and anyone you know has to evacuate, Airbnb.org is mobilizing in LA and is providing free housing to evacuees from wildfires. They can call 211. They must be in LA County to make the call. It pings the nearest cell. I think they meant to put the cell tower and routes you to that call center. So, like I explained that previously, if you have like a Boston phone and you're in LA County, you can still dial 211. It doesn't matter what your area code is. If you're in LA County, you can dial 211 and it'll go to the LA County 211. Evacuation shelters. El Camino Real Charter High School, 544 Valley Circle Boulevard, Woodland Hills. Pasadena Conservation Center, 3000 East Green Street, Pasadena. Westwood Recreation Center, 1350 S. Sepulveda Boulevard, Los Angeles. Richie Valens Recreational Center, 10736 Laurel Canyons Boulevard. Sepulveda Recreation Center, 8825 Kester Avenue, Panorama City. Animal Shelters, Los Angeles Equestrian Center for Large Animals, 480 West Riverside Drive, Burbank. These are all for mostly large animals. Pierce College Equestrian Center, large animals. 7100 El Rancho Drive, Woodland Hills. Rose Bowl Stadium, large animals. 1001 Rose Bowl Drive, Pasadena, California. Agora Animal Care Center, small animals. 9029525 Agora Road, Agora Hills, Pasadena Humane Society, small animals. 361 South Raymond Avenue, Pasadena. At Compton, Cowboys is offering horse hauling emergency assistance. So if you need help, you can contact them at Compton Cowboys on Instagram. PSA, if you're near the Palisade fires, please be mindful that wild animals are fleeing the flames and may show up in your yard. The California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection advises bringing your pets indoors at night to give wildlife a safe path to pass through. Consider leaving buckets of water for these animals. They are scared, exhausted, and may have lost their home. A little kindness can help them recover and survive. Right now, I don't want to point the finger. I just want to lend a hand, is something that I saw on Tara Strong's Instagram, and I felt the need to share it. And I also felt the need to read it out loud because I think it's important for us to remember that pointing fingers and trying to discover who's at fault, I mean, outside of the person who was arrested for arson, we don't know that anyone's at fault for this. So instead of pointing your finger, please reach out your hand to lift someone up, because if it was you, you would want them to do the same. Wish lists. Create an Amazon. I'm so sorry. Create an Amazon wish list delivered to a California-based gem hub. Fire survivors will need essentials during this first phase and also later phases of recovery. It's important to remember that when all the cameras go away and this becomes just another event, people are still going to need help. And this is one of those things so similar to what Jem provided recently in Asheville, North Carolina after Hurricane Helene, and in Maui after the wildfires. Aid kits are pre-assembled at their warehouse and distributed to survivors through a variety of channels, from food to hygiene supplies to baby and pet supplies and more. How to create an Amazon wish list. Send an email to PANDEMICOFLOVELAFIRES@gmail.com, pandemic of love LAFIRES@gmail.com. They will reply with very clear instructions on what, where, how. Share the links with family and friends, coworkers, organizations, classrooms, etc., to clear the list. It takes a village. It's going to take more than a village. The goods get shipped to the CA-based gem warehouse and distributed very quickly. So this is a nice way to help people who are in need. If you don't have access to the internet, I don't know how you're listening to this, but if you are listening to this and you have a friend who's not having access, has no access to the internet, Spectrum is opening free Wi-Fi access points for areas affected by the fires. Here again, a few organizations that you can help: Red Cross, Wildfire Relief, redcross.org. I want to say a big thank you to the NFL, who will not hear this, but thank you, NFL, for donating $5 million to the Red Cross, and has been asking and encouraging NFL viewers to donate as well. I was watching the game earlier. People take solace in different things, and tragedy doesn't always mean, fire and losing your home. And maybe like 6 years ago, in 2 weeks from now, I found out that my, best friend had committed suicide, and I needed to take solace. And my solace was watching Tom Brady lose a Super Bowl. But for as long as he was playing, I felt like I still had something to look forward to. And then, of course, they lost the Super Bowl, and as soon as they took that ball out of his hands, I fell to pieces. But today I was watching the game for Tom Brady to bring me solace again. This time he's not playing, but broadcasting. But just seeing his face is comforting for me. So I needed that. And other people need other things. But I was watching Tom, and I just kept hearing, please donate to the Red Cross. And it's ingrained in my brain. I don't even need to read about that resource. So I don't know what the point of that story was. This is the result of somebody who's experiencing shock trauma, and I'm going through it. And just as like I can't, because I can't fix it for everyone. Anyway, LA Food Banks, visit lafoodbanks.org. Direct Relief, directrelief.org. LA Fire Department, support lafd.org. California Fire Foundation, CPF at salabs.org. That's how you can help. Some shelters, I think I mentioned. Oh, I didn't mention the Richie Valens Recreation Center at 10763 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Or maybe I did. If I did or I didn't, you know what? It doesn't matter. I just want people to be safe. Oh, so for housing, I didn't mention Queen Mary Hotel, did I? In Long Beach, I think I did. But they're offering rooms for $189 for fire evacuees, including a breakfast. I didn't mention this, including a breakfast buffet for two, and waived pet and preservation fees. Big Bear, a list of vacation homes and hotels are available for evacuees seeking rest and recovery, which is everyone. Visit Anaheim. Anaheim's website offers special hotel deals and resources for those affected by fires. I'm assuming the website is visitanaheim.com. Transportation we covered. If you would like to volunteer at the gem warehouses that I mentioned earlier, which you can do, because they need people to like create the supply kits. So what you need to do is sign up using the Google form link. It says in my stories, but you can go to forms.gle.29x6cqqp2skg8hlw9, or send an email to pandemicoflove@gmail.com with the following: full name, individual or group organization, number we can text you info at, and current location, city and state. Are you local? what's this? Mutual aid? Don't worry. I'm so sorry for tripping on words, guys. Donate towards survivor micro grants to mutual aid organizations, Pandemic of Love, like during Hurricane Helene relief efforts. Pandemic of Love provided hundreds of micro grants in the amount of $500 to individuals and $1,000 to families for immediate no red tape relief to evacuees who need help with transportation. I was about to say inspiration. Good God. Replacement of essentials and towards temporary housing costs. Distribution happens through vetted third-party partnerships with local nonprofits, faith-based organizations, and our local POL chapter. How to donate. Venmo, Pandemic of Love, says Pandemic of Love official account with pink logo. And if prompted, last four digits are 9987. Also, last public transaction was summer of 2020. I don't know what they mean by that. Cash App, $ Pandemic of Love, PayPal, pandemicoflove@gmail.com. These are some more places that you can go to eat. Bar Etoile, I mentioned already, but I'll mention again. It's at 632 Northwestern Avenue, Los Angeles. BU, 557 North Hoover Street, Los Angeles. Cece's Cafe, 18912 Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana. Danny Boys at 10889 Lindbrook Drive and 33 Hope Street, South Hope Street. Desert Rose, 1700 Hillhurst Avenue, Los Angeles. Harold and Bell's, 2920 West Jefferson Boulevard, Los Angeles. Howlin' and Ray's, 800 South Arroyo Parkway and 727 North Broadway, number 128. La Pupasa DTLA, 1051 West Washington Boulevard. G, I don't know what the G is for. Anyway, Los Angeles. LA Sordids, 2847 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles. Le Great Outdoor, 2525 Michigan Avenue, A3 Santa Monica. Love Hour, 532 Southwestern Avenue, Los Angeles. Low Boy, 1540 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles. Maple Block, 324 South Hill and 3973 Sepulveda Boulevard. MDK Noodles, 3630 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles. Night Plus Market Sam, 2533 Lincoln Boulevard, Venice. Oi's Bar or Oi Bar, 12446 Moon Park Street. My God, Moore Park Street, Studio City. Sunday Gravy, 1122 Centinella Avenue, Inglewood. Wake and Late, 6334 Selma Avenue and 105 East 6th Street. Los Angeles County Fire Resources. Register for official LA County emergency notifications at ready.lacounty.gov/emergency-notifications. Follow the official accounts for your city slash county and local fire department. County of Los Angeles at County of Los Angeles. County, Los Angeles County Fire Department, LA County FD, LA County Sheriff's Department, LASDHQ, Santa Monica Fire Department, Santa Monica at Santa Monica Fire, City of Pasadena at City of Pasadena. Download these apps for additional information. Watch Duty app and Citizens app. Is that it? Oh, find shelters in your area. You can text your zip code to 43362. According to California state law, all public shelters must be accessible. No one running an evacuation center can ask you for ID. Six-piece checklist for everyone, people and pets, papers, phone numbers, and important documents, prescriptions, vitamins, eyeglasses, pictures, and irreplaceable memorabilia. Please take your pictures because one day you're gonna, everything will be okay again. The sun's gonna shine and you're gonna have a home. And you're going to miss those pictures. And I know because I've said it so many times, and I don't have like a lot of, most of my childhood photos were lost in a flood. So Take your pictures, guys. They're worth it. Almost feels like they're worthless to some people, but they're worth everything. Personal computer, hard drive and disk, plastic credit cards, ATM cards, and cash. Visit the URL below for more information. bit.ly/LA County Fire Resources. Los Angeles Fire Resources Mutual Aid. Mutual Aid Los Angeles Network is a connected and information hub for mutual aid efforts, people, and resources across Los Angeles in response to the recent fires and windstorms. The team is maintaining a library of resources, including open shelters and supply distribution hubs via Google Sheets. So this is actually a good way to see all the resources without listening to my podcast or listening to me talk and cry and all of that. So the website is mutualaidla.org to access the full library. Los Angeles County Fire Resources in-depth list. Have compiled an in-depth list of resources that have been made available for individuals impacted by the Los Angeles County fires, including evacuation information, shelters, housing resources, childcare support, transportation resources, health information and resources, power outage resources, how to help, where to donate, and more. Visit the link below, bit.ly/LA County Fire Resources. Pasadena Humane Society is also in need of donations. It says our biggest need now is monetary donations. This helps us respond quickly as animals come in with the exact resource that they need. This is the best way to help the animals that have been affected. You can donate at give.pasadenahumane.org/fire. While monetary donations are the best way to help, you can send items via our Amazon wish list at pasadenahumane.org/wishlist to ensure that we are receiving the items we need most to care for the animals. If you are in need of items for your pet, please come straight to the shelter from 10 to 5. So that's was today and also tomorrow. So you still have tomorrow, the 13th. Our pet food pantry is available with food, litter, and other items to help. We anticipate the need for a large number of foster volunteers for the coming days. If you are able to foster an animal, please email foster at, excuse me, pasadenahumane.org. Please note that our foster team may not respond to you immediately, but will reach out as soon as they need you to be available. If you have already emailed, we have saved your response and we'll contact you if needed. So if they don't contact you, don't be offended. It's a good thing. It means they don't, that there's not that many animals displaced. We have been overwhelmed by the support of our community wishing to volunteer. If you are interested in volunteering, please email volunteer@pasadenahumane.org. We are experiencing a lot of requests, so please expect a delay in responses. If you are being evacuated and can go somewhere with your pets, such as a friend or family member's home, that's ideal. If you are evacuating, please take your animals with you. For more information on what to do if you need to evacuate, please visit pasadenahumane.org/eatonfire. If you find a non-wild animal, including dogs, cats, please call Animal Control 626-792-7151, extension 970. If you have lost your animal, please come directly to the shelter from 9:30 to 5:30, where we can assist you further. Wildlife, Pasadena Humane accepts injured and sick wildlife. If you have found an injured wild animal, please text our wildlife helpline at 626-344-1129. Information is moving very quickly. We will post updates via our social media channels and websites as we get them. Please check back for any updates. Stay safe. We are so grateful for your support. And that's coming from the Pasadena Humane Society. It's really important that we don't leave our animals behind because I don't think they would leave us, to be quite honest. The need for community support has never been more urgent, whether you're looking to make monetary donations, volunteer, drop off supplies, or shelter an animal. Every action counts. major organizations accepting monetary donations. Los Angeles, I think I read this already, but let me just do it again just in case. Los Angeles Fire Department, American Red Cross, none of these have links again. And this is coming from Secret Los Angeles. I don't know why there are no links. Direct Relief. So I guess their page would be at Direct Relief, are providing N95s, which is a very important, as you've already heard me break down. They're also providing medication and other resources for healthcare agencies and first responders. World Central Kitchen, which I told you about, Jennifer Garner has been, or maybe that's, I don't, I think that's the one, serving free meal, hot meals to those affected. So, no, I didn't read this one because I don't remember reading this. Salvation Army have been deployed to several wildlife shelters to provide meals, support, and care. And Anderson Munger Family YMCA is a drop-off center. So it's in Koreatown. If you have stuff that you can part with or you have supplies, drop it off. LA Regional Food Bank is accepting food donations and hygiene items at two distribution centers, but it doesn't say which ones, so you'll have to Google it. Los Angeles Animal Service has issued an urgent plea for locals to foster a pet from one of their six centers. This will open up space for the centers to accept lost and displaced pets. Again, no link. Please Google Los Angeles Animal Services, and then from there you can contact them. Dozens of businesses have opened their doors to receive donated goods, including HPV TO 90254. Homage Brewing, Pacific Marine Mammal Center, it's bigger than us and more. So they don't give a full list, but you can go on the mutual aid network that I was talking about before. You can find them on Instagram at Mutual Aid LA, and you'll be able to find the gigantic list that I was talking about. There's also a ton of like verified GoFundMes, and there's a link on the GoFundMe Instagram. So just go to GoFundMe and you'll see a link for verify, like if you're going to be donating to people directly, you'll be able to go directly to GoFundMe. And these places have been vetted, which is amazing because it's like it's known for scamming. So it's bad for that actually. And since they've vetted so many, it's saving you and I and everyone else time. So go check them out. I still have so many resources to go through. United for LA Fire Relief. So the UTA Foundation is proud to stand with the LA community in support of our frontline responders and our nonprofit community partners making a difference in the lives of those who are affected by the LA fires. Learn more about how you can support the impactful work our valued partners are leading. So here are a few things you can do. Project Angel Food. If you want to volunteer, here's some information. Volunteers at angelfood.org or call 323-845-1816 to volunteer. So that's great. They actually give out the information. Our Big Kitchen Los Angeles is providing warm meals to evacuees, first responders, and those affected by the fires. Donate at obkla.org. LA Regional Food Bank. So if you want to donate or volunteer, it's lafoodbank.org/fire. This is made simple. They did this right. Pasadena Humane Society and Wags and Walks. Donate at pasadenahumane.org and donate goods at wagsandwalks.org. The MPTF. So, if you don't know what that is, it's the Motion Picture and Television Fund. What they do is primarily help entertain the entertainment community. So, actors, singers, musicians, anybody who's involved in entertainment. I was introduced to the MPTF by my amazing, wonderful, talented, crazy, like philanthropic human, Tom Bergeron, during the pandemic. And then I discovered like more of what they do. And it's MPTF is an amazing organization. If you're interested in helping or like donating, call them 323-634-3888. I know people personally whose parents have like lived in the MPTF. They have like a community home for the elderly. Really great organization, really, really important organization. Please check them out. If you don't know about them, just go to Instagram at MPTF. You'll get all the resource, all the information. This is just an incredible organization. This is another one that's for entertainment community. So it's A Life in Hearts, which I love. Bryan Cranston wrote a book called A Life in Parts, which I'm not going to explain the book, read it if you want to, but it affected me so deeply that I wear it often on a gold bar. And A Life in Hearts reminds me of that. So A Life in Hearts says if you're in the entertainment industry and you need help due to the California wildfires, call the fund at 323-933-9244. And if you want to find out more about them, you can go to A Life in Hearts on Instagram and click the link in their profile. Okay, here's a little bit of information that I found. The state of California has issued a one-year moratorium that immediately stops insurance companies. I probably should have said this at the beginning with the other insurance stuff, but it's just a little bit all over the place. Anyway, stops insurance companies from enacting non-renewals and cancellations of coverage from homes and zip codes impacted by the fires, regardless of whether they suffered a loss. You are not alone. If you've been directly affected by the wildfires in Los Angeles and across Southern California, apply for federal assistance at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 1-800-621-3362. Aid is available. More entertainment resources. So, Entertainment Community Fund provides social services and emergency financial assistance, health insurance, a resource center, counseling and crisis support, and more. Website entertainmentcommunity.org/get help. Email western at entertainmentcommunity.org. Or call them at 323-330-2455. Before I continue to give entertainment resources, I just want to point out that these are not resources that are going to be allocated to people like George Clooney or who are, millionaires. It's for the journeyman actor. It's for the grip. It's for the sound guy. It's for the cinematographer. It's for the people who are kind of lower. Excuse me. Oh my God. On the food chain and need help. SAG-AFTRA Foundation's Disaster Relief Fund is providing urgent financial assistance to SAG members who have been affected by this. So if that's you, sagafta.foundation/wildfire-emergency-resources. The IATSE funds from the foundation can help pay for food, clothing, shelter, and other necessities for its members. I'm not a member. I don't know anything about this, but if you are, you can get help. IATSE.net/take-action/disaster-response, Local 80 Relief Shelter, 2520 West Olive Avenue, Burbank. Local 80 phone, 818-526-0700. And as I just mentioned, the Motion Picture and Television Fund are offering counseling services, support services, community resources, financial assistance to industry members and their families during this time. Website mptf.com. If you are under 65, call 323-634-3888. And if you are over 65, call 323-634-3866. Housing and Shelter, American Red Cross, we've mentioned 211 LA, we've mentioned the Dream Center, we've mentioned LA County Animal Care and Control. I don't know if I've mentioned, so I'm gonna you can check out their website, animalcare.lacounty.gov/emergency-animal-shelter-information-loss-angeles-county-fires. That's a mouthful. Mentioned this. Yeah, mentioned all of these, so we don't have to go over them again. Mental health support, Los Angeles Fire, I think I mentioned, but what? Los Angeles Regional Fire Safe Council provides emotional resources for those affected by wildfire. See, I read wildlife, so here we go. Wildlifela.org is the website, but I thought they were providing mental health assistance for like Wolves. Oh my God. This is how you know somebody has been overexposed to images of fires and just like affected by it tremendously. California Hope Crisis offers free mental health support for individuals affected by the wildfires. Website, callhope.org, phone number 1-833-317-4673. If you need to call one of these lines, please know that there's no shame in it. I know someone personally who used to call like a mental health phone line every day to the point that it was my mom, okay? And to the point that I was 15 years old and I thought this wasn't normal. But now that I'm older, I understand that if my mom had not been calling those, people who were assisting her with her mental health, she would not be here today. So please don't feel like there's any shame. Here's another one. National Child Traumatic Stress Network offers mental health support for individuals affected by the wildfire. It's a long website. NCTSN.org/what-is-child-trauma/trauma-types/disaster/wildfire-resources. LA County Department of Mental Health offers on-scene consultation and crisis intervention services to survivors. You can go to their website, dmh.lacounty.gov/get-help-now, or you can call 1-800-854-7771. Other resources, I've shared all these, so we don't need to go over it again. Disabled people who are impacted, there are resources for you as well. Call or text Disability and Disaster Hotline 1-800-626-4950 or email at hotline at disasters. What? Disasters. Tragedies. No, I got to spell this. DIASTERS. Yeah, disasters. I think it's disaster strategies, but anyway, DIASTERS TRATEGIES.org. I don't know why that was so hard for me to get through. Here are some more places where you can donate. The Regent Center, 48. Okay, that's no, that's done. Okay. LA Galaxy, 8400 Avalon, Carson, accepting item donations January 13th and 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I have to look at the dates because some of them are only on certain days. Monetary donations, LA Fire Department, World Central Kitchen, Project Hope, National Laborer Organization, but there is no link for that again. Entertainment Community Fund, we've talked about it. We've talked about restaurants. I want to say a big thank you to the people who are risking their lives to share this, broadcast members of SAG-AFTRA. They're working constantly to like keep Los Angeles and the rest of the world really informed on what's happening. So stay safe out there and thank you on behalf of a fellow entertainer. Emergency updates and information resources. We have covered these, so I don't have to go over them again. I've been over the entertainment industry resources. I've been over the disaster relief resources. I've taken so many screenshots, guys. I wanted to make sure that I had all bases covered. And I know the worst part is I know that more is coming. More is going to come out in the next few days. Evacuation centers we have. Road closures. You can find those at pw.lacounty.gov/road closures. Hotels in and around LA with available space from the Hotel Association has a really long, like, alphabet soup and numbers link. So I'm going to have to share it like on its own. And another story from a friend here that I thought was important. It says, I fucking love LA so much. I know a lot of people like to hate on the city, but I truly don't give a shit. This city is fantastic. At its core, Los Angeles is a proud blue-collar city with people from all walks of life. And then the creative black sheep from every family in America comes here to create art together. Do you realize how beautiful that is? I would rather be in LA in ruins than anywhere else in the world for that reason. Everyone in Los Angeles knows at least one person who lost everything. LA is not only Hollywood and celebrities. LA is made up of resilient hustlers who never gave up and made something out of nothing. It's made of people that came from every corner of the world with a dream and every odd stacked against them. We are built different. I am mystified that people think LA is a city built on wealth simply because they see flashy celebrities, some whose lives are mirages anyway. Every major city has pockets of wealth. You think Dallas, Miami, Boston, Atlanta are any different? LA is made up of artists and landscapers and cooks and inventors and contractors and educators and people who work at Ralph's. And yes, producers, executives, and actors. But LA isn't built on wealth. It's built on aspiration, ambition, and for better or worse, grit. LA, you raise generations of dreamers, of doers, of people who refuse to quit. This fire is tough, but this city is tougher. We'll rebuild because LA's heart can't be broken. I love that. I want to share another resource about some people might not know about the there's like fridges all around different parts of LA where you can donate food. It's like a fridge. It's not like a fridge, it's a fridge. And it says, free food. So if you have if you have food, drinks, or personal care products that you can absolutely take them to the fridge. There's 15 fridges in LA, and I will share with you. So here's what they'll take. Most fridges are open 24/7, but don't bring clothes, household stuff, like don't bring furniture, don't anything like that. They will take canned foods, breads and pastries, fruits and vegetables, drinks, no alcohol. Who needs alcohol in a time like this? Probably everybody. Coffee and tea, herbs and spices and sauce, cookies, chips and snacks, candy, chocolate, frozen foods, dairy and meat, prepared meals, baking supplies, a pantry ingredients, diapers and formula, personal care items, masks, sanitizer, utensils, paper goods, condiment packs, ice packs, pet food, and reusable bags. So here are the locations for the fridges. Beverly and Virgil. It doesn't have an address, but there's one in East Hollywood. There's Eagle Rock, El Monte, El Sereno, Glassell Park, Koreatown, Los Feliz, Pomona, Van Nuys, Watts, West Adams, West Athens, Western and 56th, and Westlake. I'm gonna have to do some research and get all the information so that we can know where the fridges are. So I'm gonna look up all the addresses for all the fridges and share it on the next podcast because it is necessary. If you lost instruments in the LA fire, you can get them replaced at zero cost. Go fill out a request form at guitarcenterfoundation@gmail.com. I don't know if they're going to do every single person, if they're going to give every single person something, but I mean, there is help to get some of your, I can't even imagine losing like your instrument. My instrument is literally me. I'm an actor, so my instrument is my body. So I can't imagine losing my instrument. In the San Fernando Valley, volunteers are like needed and also available to help people who are in need of emergency evacuation. If you need help or you want to help, you can call them at 213-915 4487. Malibu stalls are still available in West Malibu. You can call or text 818-625-0202. Sock Candy has socks if anybody needs, they're in need of socks. You can contact them for a care package at hello@sockcandy.com. It's important to remember that, like, I'm tripping on words. I don't sound like I'm doing great. And it literally is, Amy Poehler shared it today, and she's absolutely right. When you're exposed to continuous images of distress and destruction and planes and home loss over and over and over again, that can be a hazard to your own mental health. And then she lists all the resources that I've already listed. But I am personally, like, mentally unwell from this because I love LA and I love its people so much that this is making me sick that I can't stop it. And I want it to stop. Guys, this is hard on all of us. And it, but if we If we band together, we can make this work. Contra Coffee is also offering free coffee. Villains Brewing in Anaheim. La La Land coffee shops giving coffee to anybody. They're comping all drinks. This is pretty much, I've shared pretty much all the resources that I have found so far. What you can do is this. Like, if you want to do something for me personally, go and donate masks, please. Just please. I'm going to be sending masks out myself. I'm going to mail them because I want you guys to live long lives and be around for your children and your grandchildren and all the future generations, because they love you and they need you, and they probably need you more than you know. Figure Eight Realty currently has 20 plus homes currently available for lease and 20 homes going online in the next few weeks. So if you need help, you can follow them at Figure the number 8 Realty. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, if you're disabled and you need help, 1-800-626-4959 or hotline at disasterstrategies.org. Everyone can support disability-led disaster strategies at that same website. Your immigration status doesn't matter. Everyone is welcome at oh my God, at emergency shelters. 16 people are confirmed dead right now. More than 1,200, sorry, 12,000 structures are, destroyed, or some of them are still burning, but they will not. So it's a lot. Yeah, I'm flabbergasted. The last thing that I'm going to share, and it might make me cry. A lot of people are very, it's very easy to disassociate from disaster when it's not happening to you. It's never happened to you, and it's not happening to someone you love. So I'm going to read this and then I'm going to sign off because I've been talking for an hour. When someone loses everything in a fire or hurricane, please don't say to them, "It's just stuff. It can be replaced. Just be grateful to be alive." Here's why. They didn't just lose stuff. Yes, some of it is mindless overconsumption and impulsive, unneeded purchases. Everyone's got things they should probably let go of to lighten their load. But in total loss and wide-scale devastation, it's more than that. It's the band t-shirt from their first concert in the softest material they ever felt, and the closest they've ever been to felt through lyrics and sound. It's the sari they bought on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to India for a friend's wedding. It's the couch they saved for months to buy their first big adult purchase that made them feel like they were finally building home and gaining independence. It's the four walls where they healed a broken heart. It's the place where they felt safe when family wasn't. It's the photos of loved ones they'll never see again. It's the handcrafted silver bracelet from grandma who brought nothing else with her when she came to this country and started over from nothing. Losing everything isn't just about cost. It's about identity, memories, safety, and places in time you can't get back. Rebuilding is possible. Let people go through their grief first. Let them have that space. At some point in life, we're more ready to declutter or let go than others, but no one is ever truly ready for total devastation and profound loss. So please don't say to someone, "Well, at least you still have your life," because right now they might not feel like they even want it. So now that I'm crying, that's all I'm going to say for now, but I am going to be back to continue to update on resources and fires and things like that. I'm hoping, I'm praying that it doesn't get worse over the next few days, but it might, and depending on that, that will depend on how, at what frequency I will be sharing more details. I thank you for listening, but more than anything, if you've gotten this far, share this podcast. Share, don't, I don't care if you don't share my celebrity interviews and whatever. Those will be back eventually. Now is not the time. I've actually had somebody ask me when I was going to do another one, and I was like, now is not the time. Share this as far and wide as you can. Keep your loved ones close. Just be grateful for what you have. Don't take anything for granted. I love you guys, and I love LA. Bye.